Breaking news at this hour, former WWE superstar Chyna dead at the age of 45. Another blow for professional wrestling. Balls Mahoney, now Chyna. What is going on? We're going to break down the latest for you tonight on The Rewind right now.
The power is back and here we go! The Pro Wrestling Rewind.
I am here to give my opinion on the product, whether you agree or disagree.
That's called the power, brother.
Joni Lore, otherwise known as Chyna, former Intercontinental Champion, former WWE Women's Champion, dead at the age of 45. Good evening, my friends, pro wrestling fans and conspiracy theorists all across the seven continents. The power, pro wrestling's truth detector, the intellectual savior of the SNS Radio Network, back with you. A very somber program. We have thrown the program out tonight because of the breaking story that's happened in the past 24 hours. Break it down for you. We'll get you the most up-to-date information as best we can. Tony Mirabella along with us. Good evening, sir.
How you doing, Andy?
It's another tough one to take. I had lunch with Shooter Storm this afternoon, and, you know, there are some people in professional wrestling that pass away, and you're very shocked. There are some, like Chyna, where you are befuddled, but not really as surprised. Joni Lore, Chyna, former Intercontinental Women's Champion, dead at the age of 45. Her manager, the coroner, and police confirming. The Redondo Beach Police Department said Lore's death is still under investigation. Get to all the latest. We've got some WWE news. We'll talk about Fight for the Mind, which, as important as that is, merely days away. It is overshadowed. We had hoped to bring you another program tonight setting up the Fight for the Mind event. However, the past 24 hours, ladies and gentlemen, have completely thrown that program into disarray, as you can understand.
You know, it's interesting how, whether you want to call it God or whether you want to call it a force, works in mysterious ways, because we actually weren't able to record The Rewind this week on our usual day.
No.
Had we did that, we would have missed out on this. And I don't want to sound like an opportunist, but I do. I'm glad that we're able to talk about Chyna, for anything else to honor her. I, despite all her flaws later on in life, I was always a Chyna fan, because I'm a kid of the Attitude Era, and she was larger than life. I mean, she was a woman who fought men. You had never seen that before.
No, you didn't. And it really speaks a lot to her character, what she was able to do. We're going to talk about it all tonight. We're going to break it down, and we'll go back to when she had originally first come into the WWE, and maybe we'll get some audio, and there's really a lot to do, but let's get you the latest as we have it. WrestleView.com had reported at 1:57 a.m. this morning, the TMZ report: Chyna found dead in her home in her Redondo Beach apartment by a friend who went to check on her, found her unresponsive in her bedroom at that time. Police were called at 7:30 p.m. That was Eastern time, 1:57 Eastern. That would have been 11:57 p.m. Pacific time.
No, actually, 10:57.
10:57, excuse me. Police were called around 7:30 p.m. Pacific time. Lohr's death being investigated as a possible overdose as prescription bottles were found in the home. No signs of foul play were found. Former WWE star Chyna had passed away, according to the official statement issued by her management, late Wednesday evening. The Bleacher Report, their story was a little bit more. Joseph Zucker posted his story, gave a little bit more explanation and a little bit more in depth on it. Former WWE Women's Champion, Joni Lohr, dying at age, they call it age 46. We've confirmed it's 45. The Redondo Beach Police Department said in a statement, no indications or signs that the death was a result of foul play. Events leading up to the death of Chyna are under investigation by the Redondo Beach Police Department to assist in the determination if the death was natural or accidental. The nature and cause of her death are under investigation by the Los Angeles County Coroner's Department. The statement explains, on April 20th, 2016, Redondo Beach police officers were dispatched to an apartment unit in the 900 block of Esplanade. The Redondo Beach police received a 911 call from a friend of the apartment unit resident that the female inside was not breathing. The friend told Redondo Beach police that the female had not answered her phone in a few days and went to the location to check on her welfare. TMZ reported this morning that Chyna did not commit suicide and had been dead for at least one day before being found. Law enforcement sources told the police there was no suicide note left in her Redondo Beach, California home. We're also told it appears the WWE legend had passed away a day or two prior to Wednesday evening, when a friend found her body. The last known contact she had with anybody happened on Sunday evening. As was first reported, no illegal drugs, but officers did find legal prescription bottles. Sources described the bottles, or the quantitative amount of bottles, as 3 to 4. Nothing out of the ordinary, they said. Also, the bottles were not empty. Police were told several neighbors told investigators they suspected overdose as the cause of death since she'd seemed under the influence lately. On the Twitter account, it is with deep sadness to inform you today that we lost a true icon, a real-life superhero. Chyna, the ninth wonder of the world, has passed away. She will live forever in the memories of her millions of fans and all of us that loved her. The WWE released a statement stating, quote, the WWE is saddened to learn of reports that Laura had passed away. A physically striking and talented performer, Chyna was a true sports entertainment pioneer. Not only was the superstar dubbed the ninth wonder of the world, a founding member of the groundbreaking faction D-Generation X, but she also holds the distinction of being the first woman to enter the Royal Rumble match, and the first and only woman ever to win the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship. WWE extends its condolences to Chyna's family, friends, and fans. WWE EVP Talent, Live Events, and Creative, Triple H, WWE Chief Brand Officer Stephanie McMahon, former Women's Champion Trish Stratus, Lita, Victoria, Jacqueline, current superstars Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, Charlotte, Natty Neidhart, all passing condolences. It always hurts when we lose one. Balls Mahoney just passing not too terribly long ago. Should we be at all surprised that Chyna is no longer with us? Well, I think it goes without saying that when anybody passes away, it is a bit of a shock. However, we can take comfort in the fact that she is now at peace We can take comfort in what she gave us as an entertainer. Many posts involving some of her post-WWE activities have been actually taken down out of respect for the performer. Some of the adult entertainment that she had been involved with, some of those posts we were reported or had been reported have been taken down. And kudos to those that did. We'll never forget China. We'll never forget what she brought to this industry, the groundbreaking that she blazed for other women competitors to go in and dominate a man's sport says a lot. Does a WWE Hall of Fame slot now seem more likely? I would say yes. I would say yes, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if we didn't see it next year at WrestleMania T.
First of all, I wouldn't do that if I were them. I wouldn't do it next year, at least. In fact, I'd probably wait a good 2-3 years, and I'll tell you why. Not because she lacked the accomplishments she should have been in already. My problem is I don't like when you wait for somebody to die. You know, Triple H did that, and I'm not being hard on Triple H here, but he does that interview with Steve Austin on his podcast on the WWE Network and says that he wouldn't want, you know, and this is not an exact quote, this is paraphrasing. He said, I wouldn't want people to look back, you know, look up China on Google and see all the things that she had done as far as pornography and everything. However, it's okay to look up Tammy Sitch and find the phone number to call her to have her pose naked for you on Skype. And she's a Hall of Famer. So I'm a little in the middle here. I'm really sitting on the top of the fence, which is never comfortable. On the one hand, I'd like her to go in because she deserves it. But on the other hand, you could have done it when she was, you know, alive.
Go back to the Attitude Era, her initial arrival in D-Generation X, the controversy that followed, her relationship with Triple H, subsequent breakup of Triple H. The two of them went in completely different paths. Triple H, going on to marry Stephanie McMahon, has now cemented a legacy for himself that is unparalleled. Is now an officer in the WWE brand. And China fundamentally went in a completely different direction. Some would say hitting bottom. I find it interesting to look back at those two. And you wonder if there's any sense of justice. We're not going to get into the speculation as to why Triple H and China parted ways. It's really none of our business. That's a personal thing between them. There has been speculation. There have been comments on either side. But I don't think anybody would argue that China got the worst of that deal. I think you would agree too.
Well, yeah, I mean, she was basically forced out of the company. Don't believe she wasn't, you know. And they basically turned their backs on her. You know, I don't know if they ever offered, but I know for a fact guys like Scott Hall and Sean Waltman were sent to rehab on the WWE dime, costing them millions. And I'm not dissing on Scott Hall or X-Pac. I'm just using examples. But yet it seems like she had cried out for, from what I understand, she cried out for help a few times and the WWE did nothing. So, again, you know, this grudge thing, you know, the daughter of the owner of the company is now going out with the guy who China used to go out with. I mean, there's something there and it's behind closed doors. We'll never know for sure.
Can you do me a favor? Can you go on the LATimes.com website, see if you can pull the audio of China and a YouTube video that she had posted. And According to the Times, the video, it's about a 13-minute video, was posted to her YouTube channel on Sunday. She was said to be very groggy. She spoke in a slurred language, and it was very, I don't know, very surreal. In the video, it says she wears headphones and feathers in her hair, speaks in a slurred language, and makes herself a smoothie as she talks about the vitamins she's taking. So passive-aggressive, China says after looking through the refrigerator. I'm, like, just rude lately, but doing good. I'm having fun because I feel like I can express myself.
Yeah, it's interesting. I saw the video where she was playing the cello or something, but I don't know if that was part of it. I'd seen that clip today.
Times didn't offer much more than what anybody else already knew. Ed Winter, a spokesman for the L.A. County Coroner's Office, confirmed that police had initially reported the death as a possible overdose or natural death. The autopsy is pending. The Times went on to talk about her accomplishments in the WWE, her acting in mainstream films and adult entertainment. She was on VH1 Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, where she discussed her alcohol and substance abuse and the trouble she had admitting that she was an addict. In recent months, she had posted numerous short videos on her YouTube page. On camera, she told viewers about her day, filmed a sunset by the ocean, visited her father's grave, and signed an autograph for a young fan. The video posted on Sunday, titled Wake Up, was her longest video. She took what she said was a B12 vitamin, which she said was important because she was a vegan. The video went on. She filmed herself making a drink, a smoothie, and drank it up, providing commentary.
Well, I have the video in Skype if you want to check it out.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead? Let's take a listen. Play the audio. Maybe we can get something out of this. Go ahead.
Let's hope this doesn't murder Skype. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Morning, everyone. Just waking up to this.
Must be making her smoothie, I guess.
Yeah, she's drinking something. I'm sorry. I haven't heard this, so I don't know how to skip around.
That's okay. Sounds very groggy.
She's thirsty as hell, too. She's downing like a freaking 2-liter bottle of juice.
I'm on water because it's very important.
Oh, God, she's slurring bad.
Drink as much as I can of it. Windows. Beautiful Sunday, guess what? Let's go make a little smoothie. And I have a little honeybee there, outfit ready, suitcase packed and ready to go. Was packed anyway, so I'm just leaving it there. I'm drooling already.
Stop the tape, Tony. Stop the tape.
Yeah, I you know what? I'm actually...
No, don't delete it. I want to get back to this, but you can tell that does not sound. A morning person notwithstanding, she doesn't sound well at all.
Well, she's wearing glasses. She has her hair kind of pinned back, and at first she was, like I said, she was drinking something that looked like orange juice, and now she's going to make a smoothie. I'm just, you know, I don't even know how much of this I want to play because I don't know if it's. In my mind, a little, I don't want to disrespect the girl, but
no.
If you want, we'll play a little more, but you can hear. I mean, I'm going to continue.
Give me about, this was what? This was about 13 minutes long?
Yes.
Do me a favor. Fast forward that to about maybe 8 or 9 minutes in.
Okay, here we go, folks.
Go ahead. You must be making a smoothie at this point.
But doing good. I'm having fun because I felt like I'm going to express myself and talk to my friends. And it's really been helping me a lot. Okay, so let's test it out, guys. Let's see what happens here. yum, yum, drink it up. Roly poly fish, fish heads, roly poly fish heads. Eat them up, eat them up.
Oh, boy.
Okay, stop the tape, stop the tape, stop the tape. Yeah, she is definitely, that's just not sounding good.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I can't describe the visual, really. Took her a long time to make that smoothie. That was the I apologize for the audio, folks. That's just the you know the way YouTube is. That's just how it is. Look, I am the worst morning person in the world. I'm routinely a guy who, when my alarm clock goes off, I will actually start to cry. But I don't sound like that when I get up. I mean, that's just not normal.
Native of Rochester, New York, graduated from the University of Tampa in Florida before taking up wrestling. China joins a long list of WWE professional wrestlers who have died relatively young, including Rick Rude, Curt Hennig, Owen Hart, The Ultimate Warrior. After leaving the WWE in 2001, China posed for Playboy and appeared in adult films and on reality TV, including The Surreal Life. China was a big name in popular culture. If They Only Knew, her autobiography reached the New York Times bestseller list in 2001.
I read it.
Truly a pioneer in our industry, and she will be missed, quoted WWE Chief Brand Officer Stephanie McMahon. Hulk Hogan tweeting he was devastated over China's passing. Such a beautiful soul and so kind to my children, he said. WWE wrestler Mick Foley posted a photo of himself with China on Twitter saying, quote, I wish I could hear Joni laugh again. She had the most beautiful, dorky, full committed laugh. Joni, I'm so sorry, he wrote in another tweet. I will always treasure our friendship and will never forget your kindness to my children. R.I.P. On Thursday, Kimberly Shrednick, who taught China at the Hot Yoga Center near the wrestler's home, called her death just a shame. China had attended hot yoga classes at the studio since August, and the two women would do personal training sessions on the beach. The yoga teacher immediately knew who she was, having watched China's wrestling when she was a kid. She was an amazing person, Shrednick said. She was super sweet, super friendly. Everybody in here loved her. China initially came to the studio several times a week, but started coming less frequently in recent weeks as she traveled and did more promotions and appearances. Shrednick last saw her in class last Monday. She was okay, Shrednick said. She was a little bit off, something not right about her, but nothing I could put my finger on, nothing she would tell me. Shrednick said that aside from physical fitness, China was super passionate about playing the cello. Outside China's Esplanade Street residence on Thursday, Robert Hawkinson, age 50, rode his bike by the apartment building trying to see where she lived. Hawkinson had followed her career, watching her wrestle with World Wrestling Entertainment. The news of her death, he said, didn't surprise him. You heard stories about her having issues, he said, adding that she didn't know how to make herself happy. Joyce's son, Marsh, who said she used to work for a graphic design company that designed the packages for China's dolls years ago, called the wrestler's death really sad. Back in the day, she was a huge wrestling star, back when The Rock was still The Rock, Marsh said while walking along Esplanade with a friend. China was a big deal way back when. Another star has fallen.
Yeah, I don't, I don't even know what to say. It's like, I have, before we go to break, I know we're running a little long.
That's okay.
But I have a short little video clip that somebody posted on Facebook. It's about a minute and a half long. And I kind of like to play it to show the other side of this coin, if you will allow me, Mr. Knowles.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other side to China. Beautiful. She made some mistakes. I mean, I took music classes. It wasn't perfect. But you look at, you know, the other side to this. You know, we've been talking the whole show about addiction and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You look at the various talents this girl had. It really makes it all that more difficult to pill to swallow.
What? I had no idea. I had no idea she played the cello. You think you know, you know, we as wrestling commentators, as wrestling journalists, you know, you think you know it all, and really you know nothing. And I would almost put China into that same group of troubled souls that were just, they were here, they made their impact, and then got the hell out.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much else to say. It's just, it is what it is, you know, and unfortunately, you know, drugs so many times come into play. I mean, all right, she only had 3 prescription bottles and they weren't empty. But still, if God forbid you took 8 or 9 out of each bottle, well, the bottle's not going to be empty.
No.
But you can still do a lot of damage. I mean, they say this isn't a suicide. I hope that's true. But I don't think just because someone didn't leave a note, I mean, that's kind of an asinine statement. Not everyone leaves a note. I think once the toxicology and stuff comes in, which will probably be, who knows, a day or two, we'll find out. But regardless of how it happened, I mean, I still... You know, I still feel bad about it.
When we come back, more on this tragic event. We'll get to some WWE news. We'll talk about Fight for the Mind and so much more. Don't go anywhere. The special edition of the Pro Wrestling Rewind will return right here on the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
You know, it's tough. I know we've got to talk about Evil Seed Sauces, and I know that Pat McGill was a huge fan of China, was a huge fan of Degeneration X, and I would love to see a sauce come out for China. I'm gonna give him a buzz. I tell you, that would be something cool to have if Evil Seed Sauces were to make something. In honor of China, even if it were something special edition or limited edition. But, you know, it's barbecue season. I'm not going to get too much into this. You know what you need to do. If you're going to get the best sauce for your barbecue this summer, you need to get a hold of evilseedsauces.com. You need to check them out on Facebook. You need to check them out on Twitter or go to their website, evilseedsauces.com. Redefining flavor with refined heat. Treat your meat to the best sauces today. The Cirque du Noir, if you like that cayenne pepper, they're going to get you hooked up. The Big Evil Bacon Barbecue, and so much more. Do yourself a favor. Head on over to evilseedsauces.com. Check them out on Facebook, Evil Seed Sauce Company, or on Twitter. Just search for the handle Evil Seed Sauces. You know you want it. Get out there and get one. Get yourself the best sauces right now. Redefining flavor with refined heat. evilseedsauces.com.
This is Booker T, the 5-time WCW champion, and you're listening to SNS Radio Network.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, TPP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, or you, monkey, you're listening on the SNS Network.
Stay tuned or you will feel. Big Daddy Cool Diesel / Kevin Nash. You're listening on the SNS Radio Network.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle from TNA, and you're listening on the SNS Radio Network. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
This is Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels, Mr. Hall of Fame. Shoot 2011, and you are listening on SNS Radio Network. See ya, and I wouldn't want to be here.
Hey, you listen on the SNS Network, and that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
The world is listening.
This is the all-nighter. This is the sexual intellectual. This is the largest man in professional wrestling. This is Shooter Storm, and you're listening to Pro Wrestling Rewind on the SNS Radio Network.
Talk about Fight for the Mind a little later on in the program. Joni Lore, China, dead at the age of 45, originally from Rochester. NPR's website, NPR.org, things you think you know about somebody, but that things we thought we knew about China, but we really didn't know. Trained by Killer Kowalski, won Rookie of the Year honors in the Professional Girl Wrestling Association in 1996. It's amazing what China has given to us, what she gave to herself. She graduated from the University of Tampa with a 3.9 GPA and a double major in Spanish literature in under 2 years. Studied foreign languages, spoke English, Spanish, German, and French.
Wow. I knew she was at least bilingual, but I didn't know. I took 4 years of Spanish and can't even order dinner.
A true humanitarian, she served in the U.S. Army ROTC and the Peace Corps, helping to teach illiterate third world children to read. Was a strong supporter of the National Animal Rescue Charity, which helps find domesticated animals good, loving homes. So many of these stories are so tragic. She was on Third Rock from the Sun. A lot of people forget that she appeared on not just cable television, but on broadcast television.
I think she appeared in a few things, because I remember I am not 100% sure of this. Did she not do SNL at one point? She might have done it with some other superstars.
I'll check into that. I'll check into that right now.
But I know she was on a few. She had wanted to get a career in acting after she left the WWE, and from what I understand, they basically told her, well, you're not in the WWE anymore, so, you know, sorry, you're out of luck. Because, see, for some athletes, once you get that WWE label on you, it is hard sometimes to do other things after you leave there. You know, people, you talk about WWE has this, you know, DVD that's crap now, their video company and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But you look at guys like The Rock, who left on good terms and was able to, you know, cement himself as a movie star. But unfortunately, you know, someone like China, once they find out, oh, she was fired by the WWE now, so that, you know, that brand isn't attached to you anymore.
I want to get a confirmation on something, because the New York Times listed her date of birth as December 27th, 1969, which would have put her at 46. There's multiple. We got to get this confirmed. There's multiple outlets that are reporting different ages, so I want to definitely take a look into that. You know, she originally was not a fan of the sport. You know, when she joined the school, you know, she eventually joined the wrestling school, Killer Kowalski's wrestling school, but, you know, she wasn't a fan of the sport. She said that she had been rejected at everything she ever did. In an interview with the Boston Herald in 1999, she described unsatisfying efforts as a bartender and a saleswoman and a singer. She watched a televised match and realized, she said, I could go out and I could be this big, huge female and entertain people. She said that could be her niche. 5'10", 180 pounds, she could bench press 350 pounds. We know she took on male competitors. She beat male competitors. She beat Jeff Jarrett.
Well, if you read her biography, I think she was even a singing telegram girl at one time. I did read her biography a long time. I have it. I may have to go back and read that over the weekend. And to go back to your point, I am reading far more websites that are saying she's 45. In fact, I've yet to come across one that says 46 yet.
The Times did. Now,
well,
you know, it wouldn't be the first time that the New York Times got something wrong.
I think they're adding wrong because if you, in 1970, if you add, here's a little math, guys, on the rewind to lighten the mood. See, here's how birthdays work. 1970, you would think it would be 46, but her birthday isn't until December, so it hasn't happened yet. So it's 45. I'm willing to bet for sure it's 45.
I can feel for her because my birthday is December 28th, and I know the pain in the hell she went through as a child, and don't tell me she didn't. I bet you Christmas around, the Christmas time around, her birthday 2 days after Christmas, it probably sucked just as bad as mine did 3 days after Christmas.
Or your parents would tell you, we'll just get you one set of presents for both. So now as a kid, you're getting screwed out of an entire extra day of presents.
I barely can have a birthday party because all my friends, it was Christmas holiday. So it's not like it was like on a weekend or something. I mean, nine times out of 10, it was like middle of the week. I'm sure. I feel for her. I truly do. Third Rock from the Sun, she made a television appearance. She was on Mad TV. She was on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She acted in a DVD film with Anna Nicole Smith called Illegal Aliens. Now I'm tempted to go and find that movie.
Oh, okay. So I apologize. I mixed up Mad TV with SNL. Okay. I knew she was on one of those skit comedy shows.
She told the Houston Chronicle in 2001, I'm not looking to win an Academy Award. I just want to entertain people. It'd be a shame to waste my physique and desire. I think I can be the female Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't think anybody would disagree with that analogy.
Can you imagine her in top physical form like she was back in the day? Can you imagine her as a villain on Supergirl?
Oh, you know, I always thought that if they were going to cast Wonder Woman, it was going to be her. I still think she would have made a tremendous Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I could have seen that. I could have seen that, but she was very... you know, very, what's the word I'm looking for? She was dominant, you know, she was intimidating. That's the word I was looking for. You looked at her and you knew she was someone who could beat the hell out of guys, you know? It was just when she first arrived, and to Triple H's credit, who was his first bodyguard before her? Because I've read rumors that that person he didn't want. He always wanted China. And finally, he talked Vince into letting her come in because she originally debuted as Triple H's bodyguard. And I don't remember who his bodyguard was before that, but I know that Chyna was his first choice.
I'd have to go back. I honestly can't remember what I had for breakfast, let alone go. The 90s were a blur for me.
Yeah, me too.
Tell me about the 80s. The 80s I can tell you all about. The 90s were a blur. In 2002, she boxed Joey Buttafuoco. Joey Buttafuoco was a Long Island man who became notorious after a teenager with whom he had been having an affair shot and injured his wife at the couple's home. Chyna lost that match. She made appearances on Howard Stern's radio show. It was interesting. In 2005, she was arrested and charged with beating her former boyfriend, X-Pac, after returning from the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles. On The Surreal Life, she once confided that she attempted suicide once by taking pills and that she had no friends. X-Pac later accused television producers of using her to attract viewers despite her unstable state. Survived by a mother by her mother, a sister, and a brother. Oh, there was a correction. The Times did issue a correction on the age. So she was born December 20. An earlier version of this obituary, using information from two biographical sources, misstated Miss Laura's birth date and her age. She was born on December 27, 1969, not 1970. Therefore, she was 46, not 45. Her age was also misstated in the headline.
Oh, okay. And that's interesting, because then a lot of people got it wrong. But it's the Times. I'll take their word for it.
All right. Well, at least they issued a correction, so.
Interesting.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see the coroner's report. There's going to be something in there. I will be the most surprised person on the planet if they don't find some chemical, if they don't find some chemical imbalance inside. From what we're hearing, these videos, this audio that we're hearing of her before she passed away, she did not sound like herself at all.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, I hate to even play that, because it's sad.
Well, it's got to be. It has to be. I think people deserve, you know, I think people deserve, you know, to know. I mean, there's going to be some people that won't. Maybe there's some people out there that don't necessarily want to know. Let's face it. There are going to be certain types of people that are going to be affected by this. There are going to be the hardcore wrestling fans who grew up watching her that are going to be devastated by this news. There are going to be old school fans, old time fans like myself, who have been watching this sport since the 70s, who will look at it as another tragic death of somebody who was taken from us way too soon. I'm just waiting. I am waiting for Nancy Grace to go off on this. It's going to happen. And I, for one, I'm ready to blow that up. If she says one negative thing about this, I will pull that audio on, put it on this program, and I will bury her verbally.
Well, she didn't say anything about balls, but with all due respect, you know, China is a much bigger deal, a much bigger deal. I mean, this was covered by, you know, every major news site. It was even in the Daily News, which I read every day. I mean, it was, that's how you know when a wrestler has made it, unless it's some type of absolutely gruesome death. When the mainstream media has no problem covering the death of a wrestler in depth, or a former wrestler in this case in depth, I think it's sad, but that's how you know you've made it, when the mainstream media cares.
I'm going to be curious to see. We'll, ladies and gentlemen, we'll keep an eye out, and we're going to follow this. I want to see where this goes. As far as this, you know, they always say it comes in three. You know, we lost Doris Roberts from Everybody Loves Raymond, National Lampoon's Vacation. We lost her. We lost, we lost Balls Mahoney. Actually comes in fours at this point. You know, in wrestling, maybe it comes in threes. Prince passed away today. That was another shock. I wasn't expecting that one at all.
Yeah, I mean, I read that. I picked that up. I was on the train ride home, and I was fiddling with my cell phone like I always do, and I'm reading Prince passed away. I'm like, no, you know, it's one of those things where you say, nah. It was like China last night, because when the first tweet started coming from her account, which I'm sure that was her manager, and it was, first I said, okay, she's playing a joke. You know, she's probably just fooling around. Maybe some fan ticked her off. And then when the mainstream media started grabbing it, it was the same thing with Prince. You know, you have to be very careful nowadays, because they have these stupid troll sites. I don't like to report or comment on anything until I'm sure, you know, it's legit. And, yeah, Prince is dead. It's wow.
Slate.com, one of the journalists over at Slate.com, Vanessa Vitellia-Urquhart, writes a column, What Women Really Think. And she wrote an interesting article. It's titled, Why I'll Miss China, the Female Wrestler Who Broke All the Gender Rules. And I encourage you to go and read it. It was really something. I think a lot of women are going to feel the same way that Vanessa did. She wrote, quote, "The ninth wonder of the world is dead. The only female wrestler to hold the WWE Intercontinental Championship, the female wrestler who fought the men and as often as not beat them. 5'10", muscles on her muscles, China was found dead in her apartment by police after a friend discovered her there, unresponsive. She was 45. China, who was born Joan Marie Lohr, was something of a hero of mine. I can still remember watching wrestling at my childhood home or in my dorm room at college and the feeling of excitement and wonder that would come over me whenever she was on camera. She made me want to scream. She made me want to punch boys. She made my heart feel as if it might burst with pride or break. I hope it wouldn't make her unhappy or upset anyone who knew and loved the flesh and blood woman behind the wrestling superstar to use the phrase gender nonconforming to describe China. It's not a phrase that always calls to mind a strapping, strong, intimidating figure, one who sparks the imagination and expands the boundaries of the possible. China wasn't queer like I was, but she defied the expectations for her gender, particularly for a mainstream entertainer in the late 1990s. She ground those expectations to dust beneath her black stilettos or put them in a headlock and smothered them with her custom-made breast implants. For this, I loved her, inasmuch as a short, unathletic, nerdy, queer kid could. I looked up to her and drew strength from watching her compete. Somehow, China fit perfectly into the world of professional wrestling, while seeming simultaneously like an alien from another, better, cooler planet. For gender nonconforming people like me, this is often the best that one can hope for. It's possible. Rare, but possible. To find your place in this world without actually fitting in it at all. To force the world to take you as you are. Accept you for your merits and play the game on your own terms. China accomplished this, or at least her wrestling persona did. In her private life, China is reported to have struggled, which saddens but doesn't surprise me. Her achievements in a largely fake blood sport are not the sort that make a person respected or respectable outside the world of wrestling, and wrestling is not always the most salubrious environment for its talent. It's also true that out of all the gender norms that she defeated, she never escaped the largest one, the one that says that famous women exist primarily to give straight men erections. China catered to this, willingly or out of practical necessity, in her costumes as a wrestler and later in her post-wrestling career in adult entertainment. I mourn for the strain it must have put on this very human woman to be at once a sex goddess and a feminist icon and a superhero and a punchline. At the same time, I celebrate the high points of a career that defied expectations. Never a figure. There was never a figure quite like China before the WWF brought China into our living rooms. And although female wrestlers, athletes, fighters, and bodybuilders may follow in her giant footprints, there will never be another China.
I couldn't have said that better myself. That was great.
No. She hit the nail. She hit the nail on the head, and I would say that not only does that really break down what she brought for him, I would have no problem sitting Rachel down in front of a television and showing her a match involving China and pointing and saying, you see, that's what girls can do, you know. We don't give enough credit, I think, to the women wrestlers. I say that, but we're starting to, but we're not all there yet. Of course, now the WWE has done away with the term divas. The WWE Women's Championship has been reinstated with a championship title, a title trophy that I believe is worthy of the champion. You have the daughter of a legend currently carrying the mantle. You have the niece and daughter of two legends and former tag team champions that are going to be that's going to be going after the championship. In what I think is a fitting tribute to a woman like this, like Chyna, who defied, who went beyond herself, beyond her capability, beyond her expectations. Nobody expected Chyna to enter the Royal Rumble. This is a woman who threw Mark Henry out of the ring. Nobody expected her to be the larger in life persona that she became. Nobody expected it. Nobody expected her to become the Intercontinental Champion. Nobody gave her much of a chance. But she became the Intercontinental Champion, beating a former multi-time world champion in the process to do it.
I think they were very reluctant at first. You know, when she first came in, because I've even read on this, again, they were very reluctant to have, you know, a woman getting in there and getting physical with the guys. And it wasn't even so much, I remember her saying in her biography, she said, no, I don't just want to hit the guys. I want them to go ahead and hit me back. Go ahead. I'll take a bump from a guy. I don't care. You know, again, that was unheard of because it is a general consensus.
Yep.
Which I've grown up to believe that you never put your hands on a woman. But I think at the point of the Attitude Era, wrestling fans got smart enough where they knew, you know, this isn't domestic violence or anything like that.
No.
This is just, you know, a girl who's tough enough to go in there and fight. I don't think it had the negative stigma that WWE, and I can understand their point of view, were scared of at the beginning. You know, it became like towards the end, I've heard everyone, even Vince McMahon, everyone say she became like one of the boys.
Back in 1988, Kevin Sullivan had a storyline involving gorgeous Jimmy Garvin where he came out with a coat hanger and tried to coat hanger Precious. And not only was he vilified for that storyline personally, but the National Wrestling Alliance was vilified for that storyline.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
Jesus.
Can you imagine them trying to pull something like that in that Attitude Era for somebody like a Chyna? Chyna would have knocked Kevin Sullivan out and she would have coat-hangered him.
Yeah, well, I mean, you even go back to that one of my favorite feuds, which was between Jake the Snake Roberts when he turned heel and the Macho Man when he married, quote-unquote, married Elizabeth. You know, that night where, and he didn't hit Elizabeth, Jake. He just had the nerve, which was unheard of back then, to put his hands on Elizabeth. And the fans wanted to rip his throat open for it because it was something that you just didn't do. You know, it was revolutionary at the time. But that, wow, that angle you just told me about. See, I don't go back that far, but that's even today in a society where we see people getting killed on network television, something like that would be taboo. They'd get in trouble for.
Don't get me started on Black Canary. don't get me started on that. I was so wrong on that, and it's not very often I'm wrong about anything, but if you'd have told me that it was going to be Black Canary that was going to be offed when they had that segment months ago, I would have said you were full of crap.
You're talking about what now?
I'm talking Arrow, yeah.
Yeah, see, I haven't gotten into Arrow yet.
Shame on you.
I have to get. I've been too busy with the with Flash and Supergirl, but that's another story.
Well, you need to go back and watch Arrow because you can't be a fan of Flash and Supergirl and Legends of Tomorrow and not watch Arrow.
I'll check that out.
there, so many women would come out and say they owe their careers to China. We put out a request, and we did get a word back. I had asked the former NWA Women's champion. Well, let me backtrack here a little bit. Casey Carlisle is a former NWA Women's World Champion. She's held multiple championships in the independent circuit. She is a unique person, a unique women's wrestler, kind of like a China. She doesn't fit the traditional mold, but she does her business to the beat of her own drum, and is in kind of China-esque in a way. She doesn't have the 6 foot tall, big, booming, the big bulging muscles or anything like that. But Casey Carlisle is unique in this industry. We reached out to her a few weeks ago and got a response back, and she has agreed to be on the program. And now I want to get her on now. As soon as Fight for the Mind is over, we'll reach out to our people again, and we'll get a date to get her in here, because I think there are a lot of independent wrestlers. We'll talk about her career and what she's done, what she's accomplished, and what it means to be a former NWA Women's Champion, and all the championships she's held. We'll talk about all that, but I would be curious to get a woman's point of view, a women's wrestler's point of view, on what China brought to this industry. And actually, there is going to be a women's event at Fight for the Mind, and I'll see if I can't get a couple of comments. I'm sure that a lot of people at the event are going to be talking about China, and we'll see if we can get some audio clips. I'm going to try to get a statement from Tommy Dreamer and his thoughts on China's passing, and we'll play that for you next week on The Rewind. When we come back, we're going to break down Fight for the Mind. There was some WWE news as well that we'll get to. We went a little long on this, obviously, but it needed to be said. I really, a full hour to China, an hour and a half, 2 hours, I don't think any amount of time really does her career justice. And I'd like to get your thoughts on China, what you thought of the character, what you thought of the woman. Email us at prowrestlingrewind@yahoo.com, or by all means, head on over to the Facebook page and post your thoughts at the Pro Wrestling Rewind or on the SNS Facebook page. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we've got a lot more to talk about tonight as we get ready to count down Fight for the Mind for In Your Face Wrestling. A lot to talk about. Don't go anywhere. It's a Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the SNS and the PIB Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind.
Sponsor this half hour, EvilSeedSauces.com. Treat your meat to the best sauces and rubs available. You know what you want for your barbecue this summer. If you like bacon and you like a little kick, you like just a little bit of spice, and you want that steak to be fabulous, you want that chicken just to be something special, just about 10 minutes before you're ready to serve it, you go, you get that Big Evil Bacon barbecue sauce, and you lather that sucker up, and I'm telling you, there is nothing like it. I'm going to try something a little different. I really want to try that Cirque du Noir. I want to try that cayenne pepper. I want to see what that does to a strip steak, what kind of a kick that gives it. Even as a marinade, you throw some of that stuff, you put that in the fridge, give it a good 12, even 24 hours, just put it in there, and you get that. Just the meat just soaks up that sauce, and it's unbelievable. There's so many sauces to choose from at EvilSeedSauces.com. You can message Pat or Karen. Tell them what you're looking to do. Tell them what kind of meat you're going to be grilling, what kind of chop or cut of steak, they can recommend a sauce to you. They generally turn around any requests on Facebook inside of a day. So do yourself a favor. Head on over to Facebook, Evil Seed Sauces. That's where you want to go. Check them out on Twitter or just go right to the website, evilseedsauces.com. If you are in the Jacksonville, Florida area, of course, you can, of course, as always, head on over to the Winn-Dixie and get your Evil Seed Sauce fix there. But for the rest of us who don't have Winn-Dixies, nudge, nudge, hint, hint, you can always head online and you can get your order, evilseedsauces.com. Do yourself a flavor, redefining flavor with refined heat. There's only one, evilseedsauces.com.
This is Drake Evans, and you're listening to Pro Wrestling Rewind on the SNS Network.
Another class act, the current in-your-face wrestling heavyweight champion, Drake Evans, defending the championship mere days away at Fight for the Mind in Messina, New York, at the Messina High School. We're going to talk about that. Thanks for coming back with us, the Pro Wrestling Rewind here on the PIB and the SNS Radio Network. This half hour sponsored to you by the one, the only, accept no substitutes, evilseedsauces.com. You know what you got to do. Head on over to evilseedsauces.com, because if you don't order Evil Seed Sauces, I'm going to get a tack hammer and hit you over the head because you are a moron. Go and get some Evil Seed Sauces. So, biscuits and gravy.
You know,
Play it, baby. Biscuits and gravy. We got one half of biscuits and gravy. We got Festus is back. We got Drew Hankinson has returned, and Luke Gallows, I know, but I'm sorry, man. He's Festus to me. He'll always be Festus. Festus and Carl Anderson, members of the Bullet Club, now on WWE Raw, and Roman Reigns is all ticked off because he thinks that AJ Styles has something to do with this, which I'm loving this setup. I could absolutely see... I could see Roman Reigns and Festus and Anderson totally turning on AJ on this. But, you know, Festus, man, born back hard. That's all I got to say. This man has gone from career suicide to really becoming one of the... best, one of the best tag team wrestlers in the world today. I am, you know, not that biscuits and gravy weren't fantastic, but this thing that he's got going right now with Carl Anderson, damn, man. I be loving me some Festus. I mean, this is just absolutely fantastic and good for him. I am psyched for him.
My only problem with it is I think they moved a little too quick into
It was after, we knew it was coming. It was after WrestleMania.
So now, I keep forgetting how fast the world moves today with social media. I'm like, you know, how many people in the WWE? See, I still think in my head that it's 1980.
Yep.
And WWE fans aren't really aware of what's going on in Japan and everything. And I'm completely wrong. They know exactly who these guys are and they know their history with AJ. And it's funny how, it's interesting. I still think moving a little too fast, but it's interesting how they're pretending to be all buddy-buddy with AJ. It just screams of turn. And they've turned on him already, you know, in the storylines. AJ was part of the Bullet Club, and they turned on him.
So, you know, for AJ to come and say, well, I didn't know, you know, I didn't know that, you know, Festus was coming. I didn't have a clue that Anderson was coming. I buy it. I can see it. But, man, you know, this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the ultimate example of doing your time. All right? A three-time IWGP tag team champion. I mean, I'm going to list some of these championships here that this man has won, and this man knows his stuff. He's a former APWA tag team champion. He's a former NWA Southern Tag Team Champion. He won the NWL Heavyweight Championship once. Like I said, with Carl Anderson, his current tag team partner, a three-time former IWGP Tag Team Champion, a World Tag League title winner, RPW Champion at one time. PWI ranked him 69 of the top 500 back in 2013. He was an RCW Tag Team Champion, all from Wikipedia. It's all on the internet, so you know it's got to be true. And a former VCW Heavyweight Champion. And was voted by the Wrestling Observer Newsletter as having one of the worst gimmicks back in 2012 and 2013. A lot of people forget that he was in Aces and Eights.
Yeah, that's if you can crawl out of that pit, you deserve everything you get.
But come on, man, let some of that hair grow out, shave that beard off, and give him a Festus back. Come on, baby.
Here's what
somebody ring the bell. And give me that dumbass look. Somebody put on Facebook a picture of him as Festus, reminding us who, in fact, Hankinson was. All right? Because I don't think a lot of people realized it. And you know that beard ain't coming off. And you know that receding hairline ain't coming back anytime soon. All right? I think he wants to forget that and have people forget that as quick as is humanly possible. Your thoughts?
I'm going to laugh. I actually hope that they do this because I will laugh at the reaction. I will laugh like Satan standing upon the throne of heaven. That they're going to make the Bullet Club attack Roman in this match and in another last-ditch effort to try to get Roman over as a face, where I like your idea better. AJ, they're going to try to turn him heel, and the three of them are going to beat down Roman, hoping that this will get him some babyface sympathy. And while they are beating him down, the roof is going to come off the arena because they're going to be cheered louder than Hulk Hogan.
Oh, hell yeah.
I hope they try that. I hope they try it just because I'm a masochist. I enjoy seeing this kind of stuff. I hope they're dumb enough to try that.
But don't you want your Festus back? Come on, admit it.
What do you got with Festus?
Come on, deep down inside, you want to see Festus return. You sick bastard, you know you want to.
I'm trying to forget as much of TNA as I can.
I want my biscuits and gravy. Somebody play the music. Give me my biscuits and gravy back. Biscuits and gravy. Come on. Nobody got no biscuits and gravy.
You're killing this.
I'm loving this. This is fantastic. The prodigal son returns, man. And he's got to be taken seriously because he's 10 times more dangerous now than at any time previously. A lot of people forget he was the imposter Kane. He was the imposter Kane going after Shelton Benjamin in the Intercontinental Championship. He was a former, he was also a former Tough Enough competitor, I believe. Wasn't he one of the top 10, one of the final top 10 contestants on the $1 Million Tough Enough?
I don't know. I stopped
back in 2005.
I stopped watching Tough Enough after like season 2, so I don't know.
I'm just saying, I am so psyched to see Festus back, and for him to be with the machine gun, Carl Anderson. You know, the man fought wars in NOAH and New Japan. He himself a former four-time IWGP Tag Team Champion. You got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, these aren't some Johnny come latelys. All right, Festus and Carl Anderson. These are guys, you know, Carl Anderson, you know wrestled in the NWA from 2005-2008. Pro Wrestling Guerrilla 07-09, he's a former Ring of Honor standout. But I mean, once again, you want to get relevant in this industry, you go to New Japan. And do your time in New Japan. And the great Bullet Club that they had from 2012 and 2016. All right, New Japan's version of the NWO. and the things that, you know, that he has done. As a matter of fact, they were on the first, him and Festus. I think they, if I recall correctly, didn't they main evented the first Global Force Wrestling show?
Oh, please, we're going to bring that up.
Oh, absolutely, because it needs to be said how awesome these guys are. And I feel bad. I don't feel bad for my little bronies. I want the tag team titles off my little bronies worse than I want. Why are people cheering for my little bronies? Why are they cheering for them? Because of Bootios? Because of Big E and his 70s porn dance? Why are they cheering these guys? You know, a person is smart, reasonably intelligent, and understanding, and people are dumb. People are dumb, stupid, and panicky. And all it takes is a box of Bootios and Big E's gyrating 70s porn dance. Bang chicka bow wow! Bang chicka bow wow! And everybody's cheering for my little bronies, completely forgetting that these three guys have decimated any respectability in the tag team division. Get Festus, get Carl Anderson, get him in a tag team title shot, and strip the belts off these guys, for God's sake. You want to talk about what John Cena did for the WWE United States Heavyweight Championship? Anderson and Gallows can do for the tag team championship if given the opportunity. I want those belts off the bronies. I'm done with this nonsense.
Well, they're fun. That's why the belts are on them. They're fun.
They weren't fun before. They were annoying. They were annoying before, and they're annoying now. Just like EC3. He was annoying before. He's annoying now, and nobody's buying his shtick.
Yeah, but New Day is selling cement trucks filled with merchandise.
Don't tell me they couldn't get a Bullet Club shirt circulating around WWE, and that wouldn't be selling like crazy.
Sure. But, I mean, these guys are merchandise machines. They're fun. The kids love them. I mean, they've had the belts a minute now. I'm hoping, you know, maybe we'll see a change just to do something interesting. What I'd like to see them change are those damn belts. We got a new women's title. Can we now please bring back some intercontinental belts that don't look like candy-wrapped coins?
You mean the tag team belts? I really think they need...
I see, tag team.
You know, outside of the original mid-80s, early 90s tag team title trophies that we had, I think the best tag team title trophies I think that I've seen come down through the WWE, the second set of the original belts that were held by the Hart Foundation, either that, the second set, not the first, not the silver set, but the gold set, the gold set, or the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship belts, the ones that were black and red. Those have been by far my two favorite versions of the tag team championships. I don't care which one. Bring back either one of them. But it's like the Intercontinental Championship. Bring back a little nostalgia. What is it now? Going on, man, 30 plus years. I got to look that up. Talk amongst yourselves, T. Go ahead.
Well, what are you talking about? The IC belt? Well,
no, the tag team titles.
Well, I know back to the IC belt, the one that they're using now was the one that, God bless him, Cody Rhodes debuted.
Thank God.
And it was it's a rehash of the old. See, I don't want them to bring in tag titles that have the similarity to the world belt again. While I do like the fact that they did that to the Divas title, it looks great. I don't want to see them use that same design now for any other belt. You need to go off into something different. And the U.S. title, I'm fine. I always loved this version of it.
Bring back the Lex Luger mid-80s belt, the one that Nikita Koloff held. Bring that one back.
I like this one better. It's one of the few modern belts that I like better. But, you know, I commented. There was actually a picture of New Day posing with an older variant of the tag belts. Now, I forget which ones they were posing.
That was the mid-80s version. That was the British Bulldog. Not the British Bulldog version. It was the version that came out after, like, the Hart Foundation's second title reign. Actually, I think it would have been around Demolition.
Well, maybe that's a sign of things to come, because they were posing with them. I'm hoping maybe they will replace those belts, because I know for a fact this variant has been out since 2010. So we're going on 6 years.
Yeah, but I'm looking beyond this. I'm talking about the WWF, the WWF. I'm talking about how far back the lineage is for the tag team championships in World Wrestling Entertainment, World Wrestling Federation. I'm talking the entire run.
Oh, I wouldn't even know. I mean, you're going back when I was a kid. There was always tag team wrestling. I mean, I grew up with, just on the WWE side, you know, Demolition, Powers of Pain.
I mean, I know that the WWF tag team championship, I know that that had been around since around 1971, because I know it because it mirrored my birthday. So if you look at it from the WWF, and I'm butchering this, I think only, you know, Mark the Shark would probably know better than I, because him and I are probably one of the two, probably some of the few guys in this industry who'd be able to know this for sure off the top of their head. But I'm thinking 1971, and if I recall correctly, Luke Graham and Tarzan Tyler were the inaugural champions, if I recall. And I apologize if I butchered that. So 1971. So let's go back. Let's take a look at it now. We're looking at 45 years, almost a golden anniversary, 5 years away from the golden anniversary of the tag team championship. So why not 45 years later, get ready to celebrate the golden anniversary of the tag team championships. Get rid of the bronze. All right. Get rid of the bronze belt buckle, belt chip, nonsense, gladiator crap, and give us something decent.
That may happen. I mean, you're seeing a fundamental change, which I think is probably Triple H getting more and more control, where we got tag teams again. You know, we've got a tag team division again with some interesting teams.
I meant to ask you something. Can you do me a huge favor? Can you pull up the audio of this Big Cass and Enzo, what the guy's name, Enzo, whatever, the Jersey boy there. Enzo and Big Cass.
Yeah.
Have you got their entrance promo that they cut every time they go to the ring? Do you think you can pull that for me?
I can try. I know I can get the one that they cut on the Dudleys.
Yeah. Can you pull that up?
Yes.
Pull that up for me.
I can get.
Ladies and gentlemen, why am I doing this? Because my faith in the WWE tag team division has been restored with these two guys. You've got Festus and Anderson, the no-nonsense road warrior coming in, going to kick some people around. The APA, all right, the Acolyte Protection Agency, the guys that are going to go in, not going to take any crap. They're going to kick your teeth down your throat, and are going to make for great tag team champions. And then you got these guys. Tell me when you got the audio. You got these guys here that came up from NXT. This Enzo, and once again, I admit to not being a regular follower of NXT. All right, the joys of being married. I just don't have much of a life. So I love it when these guys. Have you got that audio?
Yeah, this is from, I think, like two Raws ago. This is when they came out and confronted the Dudley boys. And I was talking to, before I played this, I was talking to JJ about this. You know, he says that Cass, he thinks, can be a really good, you know, main event guy.
Yeah.
And I agree. But I also think Enzo, his ability to speak, which you're about to hear,
oh,
Enzo
best.
Is phenomenal. Here we go.
This guy's the best guy on the mic. Hit the tape.
They won the match.
Yeah, they won the match. What's the deal?
I mean, go ask him, Byron. I'm good. Whoa. kidding me?
I love the music.
So do I.
Oh, my God. They are here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Enzo and Cass. They've been called the most popular tag team in NXT. And if you haven't got a sample of them, you're in for, well, some would say you're in for a treat.
Yeah, they're loud, they're fast, they're definitely not politically correct.
This is huge. You hear the how you doing check?
Look at the size of Cass.
Look at the hair on Enzo.
S-A-W-F-T, soft.
My name is Enzo Amore, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you can't teach that. And this right here, this is Big Cass, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape for a minute. Stop the tape.
Boom, realist.
These guys, the fans in the Raw arena had these guys down before they even set foot on that stage. They had that entrance completely memorized. I was blown away. I have never seen that. I have never seen that from an NXT performer to come into the WWE, come into the main roster, and have the entrance down pat. Unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you know, Vince McMahon thinks NXT isn't being watched, he's crazy.
Hit the tape.
Guys in a room, how you doing?
They're yelling, how you doing?
Smack talker, Skywalker, and I got a mic saber for a hater. And what do you know? We got a couple haters. You two are so ugly. Tears run down the back of your head to avoid your face. They don't. We didn't come here to play no games. Devon, I see the way you're staring at us. Well, let me tell you something. You want to play games? I'll connect for that dull piece. I got the gift of gab and the gift of jab. And I'll put that lazy eye right back to work.
Oh, man. It's a treat. This is what the sport needed.
I ain't done. Listen up, bub. You better think twice. It'd be two more thoughts than you had all day. Fall back like your hairline.
He sat at home and wrote these.
Because Big Cass will serve you two slop jalops any time of the day, breakfast like IHOP. Hit you with a haymaker, pancaker, and drop you like a deuce.
No, they're not over.
No.
It seems like you two don't like what he's saying. So how about you come down to this ring and do something about it?
I'm going to stop the tape there because there's no more talking. It's just the Dudleys end up backing down. But, you know, see, this is what I like. And this is the way, damn it, tag teams used to be.
Yep.
You got the small, obnoxious guy.
Yep.
Does all the talking, and then he gives the mic to Kaz, and it's no long promo. It's the talking's done. There's no need to say anything else.
Can you pull? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And it's great. You know, if you don't like what he's saying, come down here and do something about it. Simple.
Can you pull the week after? Do you have the audio from the week after that, where they once again? If you've got it, if not, that's fine. That's okay. I know I'm hitting you on the spot with this. But if you've got the audio from a week later where they came down to the ring. The Dudley boys came down to the ring, and Enzo and Cass were up on the stage and having a another back and forth with the Dudley boys, because it was another classic.
I will look for it. I'll see if I can find that. This one I had saved. I mean, the comment about the eye was a little mean, but still.
No, I thought it was beautiful. Had two more. You have two thoughts, two more than you had all day. Do you realize how much of that can actually be used in real life? How many of those comments could actually be used in a day-to-day conversation that you're having with somebody? Oh, sign me up.
Well, it's funny because you can tell when a guy is scripted and when a guy is just shooting. I mean, it sounds to me like this guy's coming up with a lot of his own stuff.
God bless him. You know, him and John Cena ought to get together, man. I'll tell you, if this is the future of the tag team, oh man, you gotta be kidding me. We're almost running out of time. If this is the future of the tag team division, then the tag team division in the WWE looks extremely bright right now.
Let me see if this is it. I may have found it. It's 2 minutes, so we're good.
Go ahead.
My name is Enzo Amore, and I am a certified G and a bona fide stud, and you
can't teach that.
I don't care what your name is.
JBL being the typical
and
ass.
And this right here, this is Big Cass, and he's 7 foot tall, and you can't teach that. Bottom boom, realest guys in the room, how you doing? What's in England?
Jesus Christ.
Damn, Cass.
We have arrived. Hey, diddle, diddle, Enzo's got a riddle.
What are they saying?
Hey, diddle, diddle, I said I got a riddle. There is the word hell in hello. How you doing? There is good in goodbye. There is end in friend. There is lie in believe. And there is dud in Dudley boys. That's because the Dudley boys, you know, a couple haters. And that is because they are duds and not studs. What me and Big Cash like to call a fugazi.
What?
Fugazi. And me and Big Cash, no fugazi. There ain't nothing silicone about us, baby.
Oh, my God.
We are like A-cups. Like A-cups. Because we are real whether you like us or not.
That's amazing. That type of crowd response, there are some wrestlers who would kill for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've gone from the very deepest, darkest parts of this sport to what I hope is going to really lighten your spirit and lighten your mood. We're running out of time here. We've only got a couple minutes left on the program. Fight for the mind this weekend to benefit Alzheimer's at the Messina High School. I am so honored, so proud. I will be the ring announcer for the entire event. There will be video of the event. We hope to get that video up and posted for you as soon as we have it. We'll get it up. We'll get some pictures on the Facebook page. It is my intent to take a lot of photos with some of the talent. And it is my hope to get some audio clips, some audio bites for you from Tommy Dreamer and Shooter, and they got a big one. Shooter, still, his arm is still not 100%, but he is slated to wrestle in the big tag team event. Of course, the In Your Face Wrestling Heavyweight Championship. Drake Evans putting the title on the line, the New Breed Championship to be defended. Every single wrestler that is appearing on this event is not being paid. They are going to be at this event completely free. They are donating their time for this event. Fight for the Mind, and it's going to be a fantastic event. When we're going to get the video out, we will absolutely get it out for you, and I'll give you some posts and some updates on the Facebook page and see if we can get that over, not just on the Facebook, on the Rewind, but also on the SNS page. That'd be great, too, and really looking forward to it, and man, I can't believe we're out of time already.
Just one thing.
Yeah.
What in the blue hell? And I'm a little worried what's going to go down this weekend, because Shooter has this Star Trek-like gadget that I saw a picture on his Facebook that he strapped to that bad shoulder.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this thing looks like Geordi LaForge crafted it. So I don't know what Shooter's doing, man, but, you know.
He didn't have it on today. He just had that. He had that tape. He had that special, that special tape, which helps to keep the muscles in place.
Maybe that's what I saw. It was like this. I thought it was a device, but I think you're right. I think it was like this very crazy crisscross tape, and I've never seen a treatment like that before.
Well, you're going to see something, I'm telling you. He's got a bullseye painted on him, and, you know, I really do hope that he stays. I know what he's going to do. He's going to go full force against the Barbarians, but he's got to watch that shoulder. But if the Barbarians can get to working on that shoulder and keep him on their side of the ring, I think the Barbarians have a very good shot of winning this. I know that's not what he wants, but he either needs to keep Dreamer in the ring, or he needs to be making constant tag, quick tags, and keep that shoulder away from the Barbarians. But we'll see. It's going to be a great event. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. It's going to be an all-day event in Messina. I'm going to be there around 2 o'clock helping, and we're going to get everything set up. And really looking forward to it. I'm going to wear my three-piece. Going to be looking good, baby. Looking good as only the power can look for this event, Fight for the Mind. As always, boys and girls, another week gone. T, we'll see you in 7 days. Actually, less than seven. We'll see you in six. We'll get you the results from Fight for the Mind. If there's any more information on China, we'll pass it on. T, you have a great night. I'll see you in a week.
No problem, buddy, and have a good time over the weekend, man. And send me some texts and some pictures.
I will, absolutely. I'm going to send you some stuff, and you can get it on the Facebook page for us. As always, boys and girls, please remember to take care of the energy inside yourselves. After all, that's where your true power lies, and God of radio willing, and if the higher power lets me, may God be with China on this night, and all the wrestlers that have passed before her, Balls and so many others. As always, take care of the energy inside yourselves. That's where your true power lies, and God of radio willing, and if the higher power lets me, I'll be back to play with you all again next week. It's the Pro Wrestling Rewind right here on the PIB and the SNS Radio Network.
This is the Pro Wrestling Rewind. Purple rain.
all I wanna be some kind of friend.